First things first, first day of pre-season, excited?
Very excited. I've seen a few of the girls already. I came here pretty early and there's a lot of happy faces around the place, and it's good to be able to finally put it all together and have the whole group of 30 at training. Great. So very excited.
Ready to go, especially in these sort of conditions?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is, you know, not just pre-season to get us fit, but pre-season to get us practicing for during the season when it's, you know, up 30 plus degrees. So ready to go. The sun will go down pretty soon, so it'll be ready to go.
You're the first girl traded. How'd that feel? It was a bit of a weird experience?
It was, actually. I suppose, you know, trade period's part of being an AFL footballer and, you know, the ins and outs of football, and it was a very tough decision for me and for the people around me that were supporting me as well. So, it's all part of it, but managed to get through it and just happy to be here now, yeah.
What sort of went into the decision?
Quite a lot. It was definitely a decision that took some time, and I, you know, after the back end of the AFLW season, I went away to Sri Lanka and had some time to think and, you know, put a few things on the table and weighed up my options, and just thought that this would be a really great challenge for me and an opportunity for me to take my football to the next level, and that was something that's really important to me in the next couple of years. And, you know, I'm 24 now, so in the next few years I'll be looking to play the best football that I can play and to develop as much as I can as a footballer. So yeah, great challenge.
So why Carlton? What made you want to come here?
Yeah, so I remember, you know, during the season I watched all the teams really closely, and reflecting on the season at the end, you know, I could tell that the Carlton girls had developed something really, really strong, and it was good to watch from afar and something that I'd, you know, thought that it would be really great to be part of. And you could tell that, you know, they linked up really well, and it was great to see.
So anything you sort of, do you want to move into the midfield this year, I suppose? Or, I mean, I think you played with Bree Davey in the State of Origin game.
Yeah, that's right.
So do you want to link up with her down back, or are you looking to
It'll be good to be playing alongside her, that's for sure, and not having to match up against Darcy when I'm down deep in the back line. So, hopefully start off half back or move into the midfield if that's an opportunity for me. Then I'd definitely like to be providing run further up the ground, and hopefully there's a spot for me to be able to do that.
What are the key differences you've noticed coming into Carlton? Obviously, you've been at Collingwood last season.
Yep. Collingwood have a really great football program, and I loved being part of that in the first year, and the opportunity that, you know, they gave me in the first year, like, all of us couldn't be even more thankful than for that opportunity. And just coming here, I've just, you know, felt really refreshed walking into the place, and, you know, the whole inclusiveness of the whole club, and I was introduced to everyone up in the offices, and it's not just the women's football over the back over there, and everyone's all on the same plate, everyone's interested in each other's passions, and, you know, the men's VFL, the women's AFL, and, you know, the men's AFL as well. So it's just great to be part of a whole club environment.
Yeah, and I guess whilst you're new to the club, you're also one of the more sort of senior players, and the rookies, the young girls looking up to you. How does that feel?
Yeah, I think it's great to be in a position to be able to influence others, and there's quite a lot of girls that have come into the club that are, you know, 17 and finishing year 12, and I think that's absolutely phenomenal that they're able to finish year 12 and finish their studies and then, you know, switch within a week and be able to put on the Carlton jumper, and, you know, I'll look up to them as much as they look up to me, and hopefully I'll be able to guide them through for the first couple of weeks, because it's a pretty big change in their lifestyle.
Mentioned it before, but obviously Friday the 2nd of February you'll be on the same side as Darcy this time.
Yeah,
must be a bit happier than that.
Yeah, oh, definitely much happier than having to line up next to her. And if you go back and think about what round one was to all of us that was playing or watching from the stands, it was just an incredible experience for all of us. I still get goosebumps thinking about it, and it's just really great to be able to share that experience with the Carlton girls this time around and be able to be on the park for the first round.
Yeah, brilliant. And your birthday, I've noticed, it's grand final day, isn't it?
It is grand final day. So, that's something that I've put in the back of my mind for now. You know, we'll start pre-season today and, get started. And, you know, no numbers on wins and losses for now, but just look for round one and then build on that one from the beginning.
Does it have a different feel to it, being first day pre-season in the second year, as opposed to what it was last year when it's new and fresh?
Yeah, I think there's less of the unknown. There's, you know, we've been through it once before and we know what it's like and, you know, what's expected of us. And I suppose it's a little bit different for me starting off at a new club, same as, you know, some of the other girls like Taylor Harris as well. But, you know, it's a bit more comfortable and, you know, we know what we're in for to a certain degree. And, so it's a little bit comforting knowing that, you know, we sort of know what we're in for.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us what number you're in?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be wearing number 21 for the Carlton Football Club. I'm pretty excited to put that number on, and I was given that number when I started playing senior football at Melbourne Uni, so it's good to be able to carry that number the whole way through, and if I can play half as many games as Craig Bradley in the number 21, I'll be pretty bloody happy.
Do you think the Collingwood girls will be an extra bit of spice added as you were in their colours last season?
With the girls now?
Come the first round of the season.
Yeah, definitely. Look, they had a really great draft. They picked up quite a lot of talent, likes of Chloe Malloy and Sarah Dargan, and you know they've definitely filled the team quite well, and it'll be exciting to see. Every team's going to build on what they were last season, so it'll be great to see how the girls get through pre-season and what it looks like on the other side of Christmas.